You know that it's raining and your call window's open, right?
It's raining?
Yeah, just a little bit, but
that's right.
Your call window is totally open.
Yeah, I know that.
It's not really raining either.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That was a good try at manipulation. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, sweet mother.
Say whatever you want. He can't hear us.
It's a tart.
Oh, that was rude. I heard that.
Wait. Tart like a British?
No, like a Pop-Tart. Delicious.
Okay.
Wait, which kind of Pop-Tart? Because I only like one Pop-Tart, and it's the one that everyone hates.
Really?
I don't.
I,
if you're talking about...
There's only one...
Are you talking about unfrosted strawberry?
No. Yeah, no, brown sugar cinnamon, baby.
Oh, fucking like love those.
I love those.
Every time I say that, somebody's like, oh, that's the worst. And like, you're fucking communist, and nobody's...
It's not the best, but I do like
I eat oatmeal dry out of the packet, okay?
That's fucking weird.
You are not alone.
Yeah, no. My go-to is definitely frosted strawberry. That's my go-to.
S'mores is my go-to.
That is 100% number two.
But I very, very, also very close to is the brown sugar cinnamon.
Wow.
I fucking love that thing. Frosted strawberry, also very good.
Mm-hmm.
Really the only one, and now that I think about what I said... The unfrosted strawberry is fucking disgusting.
It is. It really is. I don't like blueberries, so I have a very special disdain for the blueberry frosted.
I got to be honest with you. It's not even on my radar. Don't even consider it a Pop-Tart.
Great.
Do they make more flavors than the four we've just mentioned?
Let's find out.
The all chocolate. The chocolate frosted.
Boring.
I know, but it's
there. Boring.
It's there.
Those 80s Pop-Tarts. They had to step their game up when those toaster strudels came out with the icing you put on yourself.
All right, I got
those are a little bit thicker.
There are
27
Pop-Tart flavors. 27? 27 Pop-Tart flavors. Hold on.
Please tell me one of them is rainbow cookie, because that would be great.
I don't know if that would be good.
It's still...
I love rainbow cookies.
Me too.
Do you know where the best place in the... Well, you can't eat rainbow cookies.
No,
there's chocolate on it.
Fucking chocolate.
Yeah, I know.
Can you just take the chocolate off and like just eat like... One and two colors?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. All right.
E for effort.
Oh, my goodness. There's an unfrosted brown sugar cinnamon?
Ooh.
That sounds terrible.
That does
unfrosted any of them sounds terrible, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because...
Like Lucky Charms without the marshmallows.
And, like, I don't even really like frosting that much, but an unfrosted Pop-Tart sounds like just horrifying.
I wouldn't be able to tell if I was eating the box or eating the Pop-Tart itself.
Yeah.
I would go without the fucking Pop-Tart around it and just do the frosting and the inside.
Eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
We got printed fun sugar cookie.
Okay, sounds like fun.
That sounds good.
Brown sugar cinnamon.
Love.
Hot fudge sundae.
Love.
Great.
Printed fun gingerbread.
Mm.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
That's good.
Confetti cupcake.
Great.
I'll take that, yeah.
I'll eat that.
Especially with the frosting.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Hell yeah.
Red velvet.
Hell yes, okay. I would eat that.
Whole grain brown sugar cinnamon.
Oh my god, that's awful. That's roadkill.
If you need to take the world's most fibrous shit, there you go.
If you're going to fucking Pop Tarts for your nutrients like whole grain, you're way off the mark. You are way off base.
Something went wrong somewhere in your life. Yeah. We're sorry to tell you. Gone nutty. Peanut butter.
Okay.
Gone nutty, PB&J strawberry. Here's your unfrosted blueberry, some unfrosted strawberry, back to blueberry, then low-fat strawberry.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Low-fat anything, honestly, is stupid.
It's kind of a waste.
No, just go for it. Live your dreams. Gone nutty chocolate peanut butter, chocolate fudge,
okay.
Cookies and cream,
okay.
S'mores, wild-licious wild berry.
I don't know what that is.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't read that right. It should have been wild-licious wild berry.
Hmm.
There's an exclamation point in there, so I wanted to make sure we were doing it right.
He's right.
Yeah.
Raspberry, strawberry, cherry, chocolatey strawberry,
mm-hmm.
chocolate chip, Wildlicious Wild cherry.
Mm-hmm. I would eat that.
Yeah.
Blue raspberry.
You know what I'm surprised?
I'm not a raspberry guy.
That's not on the list? Nutella.
Is there a Nutella?
There's no Nutella Pop-Tart.
Like, I feel not, like not according to that list.
There should have been a Nutella Pop-Tart a long time
ago. That's a good
ago.
Call. That's a very good call.
I feel like that is, they're missing the boat on that one.
Yeah, that's a craze. Nutella is a big thing.
To be fair, this article is 2 years old.
Okay.
So it may not be the hottest
I feel like I would know about
it. I'm surprised they don't update that on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'd feel like I would know if a Nutella one came out.
Yeah, because I'd be eating that. Like,
I have connections
crazy.
To all the black market snacks.
So anyway.
Yeah.
How about an introduction?
Oh, that's a good idea. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I am Ed. Is that me? Ed, that's me.
I can confirm.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff. Didn't even know we started.
Great. I'm Dave, and I was fully aware of our starting point.
I like how Jeff had no idea, and he's the one with headphones on.
Yeah.
You're just reading our lips.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know. I thought we were in the middle of an episode by now. I had no idea where we were. It's good. I'm back.
We might be in the middle of an episode. I don't know.
I'm back.
I don't know
I'm
when
here.
This happens.
No one knows when I started recording.
This might be the last 2 minutes of the episode, for all I know.
Look at that. That's really barely coherent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's nice to be back in the saddle.
Yeah.
How you gentlemen doing?
Feeling great, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm missing the intern.
Yeah, well.
Missing the intern.
Another day off. Man.
Yeah.
Living the life.
To be fair, we're not paying her at all.
Okay. Well.
But also, to be fair, neither are we. Neither are we either.
Minute, we're not minute, paid either, and we're here.
That's true.
I thought I took a pay cut so that way she could.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, she's definitely being paid.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
good.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, he's paying $8 a week now to show
we're
up.
We're not right? being paid.
Right, right, right. No. Wink.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. Got it. So how you living, Jeff?
Oh, man, how am I living? I'm fucking walking around like in the same suit that Homer Simpson wears in Sector 7G because I have so many germs in my fucking house. My wife has the flu. My son had it. We had to cancel his fucking birthday party. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, right.
My daughter had it. It's, it's going around.
So what you're saying is everybody in your house has had it except for you, and you're now in an enclosed space with us.
I'm far enough away from you. What I'm saying is fuck the next person that uses this microphone. They're fucked. They are fucked. But at least I stayed. I got to work from home 3 days last week. That was a nice treat.
That's
yeah,
nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Was it nice with all of the
well
going on?
The
I imagine that's what it that, sounds like. Right
the,
now.
That's also what it sounds like to have sex with Dave. By the way, in case you're curious.
Yeah, that ends a lot quicker than the flu, though.
Yeah, it does.
That ends quicker than you can say flu. There really wasn't much of that. My two kids, they had a fever. And one day, my son's back was hurting. But other than that, you couldn't tell that either of them were sick.
Okay.
So.
Impressive. Because when I'm sick, you can tell.
No. Yeah.
I'm the biggest baby. I get the common cold, and I am laying in bed with, like, a cold rag on my face.
That's what Dave needs to be a giant baby. Yeah. A little sickness. Mm-hmm, yeah.
No.
That's they say that, though. They say that men are, like,
oh, yeah,
awful
no.
when it comes. But I don't know. I don't think I'm that bad. My wife says the same thing. Like, she takes terrible care of me when I'm sick. Fucking terrible. I'm better off on my own. I'm better off on my own. But
if she listens to this, by the time you're done, you might be.
Nah, she knows. She'll tell you the same thing. Listen, she's got to have a flaw somewhere, right?
That's
true. Just be it. So, but when she's sick, man, she is a baby. She is such a baby about being sick. I mean, she gets mad at me because I stop believing her. You know, she'll talk about how sick she is. I'm like, yeah, all right. But this time, I guess she, like, is really, like, fucking debilitatingly sick with this flu. And I'm like, I don't have any clothes to wear to work tomorrow. Yeah, that didn't, you know.
That must have gone over. Well.
I played it off like it was a joke. It didn't go over well fucking at all.
Smart move playing the joke card. That was good.
I tried. I don't think she believed it.
No.
No.
Not for a second.
So, but that's where I've been. That's what I've been up to. What about you guys?
I was at a cybersecurity conference last week in Virginia.
How'd that go?
Here's two things. One, it was apparently more focused on government security. So I finally know what it's like when I'm talking to people about computers. Because I was sitting there being like, duh.
Oh, it was like, what do you mean? It was like advanced? Like
yeah,
shit.
Like the sort of like, oh, here's the security rules for the White House. I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't understand what half your words are.
Really?
Yeah. The other thing was with the amount of Homeland Security people and, you know, NSA people and the fact that the company that was running this apparently is partially owned by a defense contractor that Don Cheadle has a stake in. I was afraid I was going to end up in Guantanamo Bay by the end of it, if anybody checked my Twitter feed.
Yeah, that's
I walked around with my hands over the badge, being like, yeah, no, my name's Tim.
Yep, Homeland Security right there.
Yeah.
I'm stationed in Nevada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the name's Ted Amis. Nice to meet you. Yes, I'm Ted, everybody. Ted.
Man.
Did you get anything out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I learned some stuff, and I didn't end up in Guantanamo Bay, so really it was a win-win.
Make any contacts with Homeland Security?
I avoided that like the plague. I went in there being like, maybe I can score some government stuff, and I'm like, nope, bad idea.
What did you go there for?
To go, like, see what was up and learn new stuff.
Yeah, network security.
Yeah.
I know, but I meant like, did you go with anybody? Did anybody sponsor it? Did you do it on your own?
It was a thing my mom sent me on Twitter. And I was like, that sounds fun. Let's do it. Because it's free.
The conference is free. So what did you just have to pay for a hotel?
Yep.
Okay. Where in Virginia?
Reston.
Yeah. I don't know where that is.
That sounds in the middle of nowhere.
It's actually not. It's like right over the border.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
kind of by like Arlington area.
Yeah,
cool.
It's 30 minutes away from a town called Ballston.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
great.
Ballston,
Ballston.
They didn't try to disguise it by putting an I in there or anything.
No, no. They just went straight for the Ballston.
Good for them.
That's ballsy. Love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to.
You did. He had to do it.
No one else enjoyed it, but I did.
If he didn't, he was going to just die.
Yeah,
that's ballsy. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, so you thought you got something out of it. You got nothing.
Not really. I learned some stuff, but like, you know, I just wanted to make the joke about ending up in Guantanamo Bay is really the only reason I brought it up.
I'm glad that you didn't.
Me too.
End up in Guantanamo Bay.
Because I got to be honest with you, wouldn't survive.
How long do you think you would make it?
45 seconds. I wouldn't even get on the plane, to be honest with you. Somebody would just cap me.
Do you think it would be worse in Guantanamo Bay than it would be in a normal prison?
Probably.
Because I know, you know, we've kind of discussed that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how to say no offense to this, but no offense, I don't think you would be around very long in a regular prison.
No offense taken.
But Guantanamo Bay.
I mean, look at me. I'm a pretty, pretty man.
Oh,
and yeah. I'm a snarky asshole. Those are two things that would end up being my demise.
I said this last time, I don't think it would even be that. I think that he would try to be genuinely nice to somebody or say something and not realize it's like the most insulting thing you could possibly call somebody. Like I could see him trying to not that he isn't genuinely nice, but he'd be going out of his way to be nice so as not to get, you know, raped, honestly. Like, so he's going out of his way to be nice and in the process ends up calling somebody the worst thing you possibly can. And that's it. You know, toothbrush to the neck.
Disagreeing. I wouldn't be overly nice to anybody. I would avoid people so much, but that would probably be also equally off-putting. And somebody should be like, oh, nobody will notice that this is happening and get stabbed.
Yeah, that one. You just can't. You can't win.
I can't win, really, is what it comes down to.
You can't.
I'm okay with that.
And Guantanamo Bay, you know what? They have like crazy security there. Maybe you'd be all right.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Maybe they'd fear for you and put you in like solitary confinement.
Oh my goodness. Shut up about every dream I've ever had.
You know?
What the hell do you have to do to get put in Guantanamo Bay?
I think you have to be like a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which what? I'm not. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, no, that he's no. definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. Mm-mm. What,
Dave, on the other hand.
Ah, that's just not true. That's just reckless speaking.
Can you imagine if Dave ends up in Guantanamo Bay because you called him a terrorist on the podcast?
I'd be excited for the notoriety that this podcast would yeah. be getting in the future.
To be fair, I'd feel really bad about that, but I would be super excited to get us on every major news channel.
Yeah.
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 And I'd feel like I had a major part in that. So
yeah.
I'd
yeah, you'd be a key portion of our success, but then the podcast would end because nobody else knows how to record this thing, so we'd be screwed.
I'm letting you know right now, if this catches even the smallest spark, I'm telling everybody you're a terrorist. Telling everybody, you held my family hostage if I said anything. But now that you're away, I'll tell everybody everything about everything.
Sounds great.
So you know.
Think I'll be able to download this while I'm in Guantanamo Bay?
I hope so. Yeah. You bet. You have to edit it. Yeah, while, you know. True.
Yeah.
It's like a work study program. Work study abroad.
Yeah. It's an internship you can't call out sick to.
Okay.
Mate, we'll see if you can get like 1 hour of computer time a week and we'll send this to you to edit.
Yeah.
Like, just edit this and post it for us real quick, Dave. Nice. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I'd do it. I'm a dedicated soldier.
You are. That's a level of dedication I don't have. That's not true. I would make snarky comments from prison. That would be what gets me killed. I'd be recording podcasts and be like, yeah, what did he say?
That's the thing that you're saying wrong is comments. You'd make snarky comment and be dead.
I speak very quickly, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But it's hard to talk with a big hole in your neck. That's part of the problem.
People that need those machines every day do it, so.
Oh, I know. That's a
those
whole.
Those are the worst commercials.
Oh, I know. What is with that? Like, we get it. Smoking is bad. Please don't show me a lady with no fucking jaw. Like.
Now, how about the
like,
the,
I'm eating dinner here.
How about the fake out version of that, where the guy's, like, laying on his couch and he's talking about. Like, it's like the exact same script as all those other commercials, but then it's just like, oh, I just quit yesterday and I feel great. Have you seen that one?
No,
where
I haven't.
The kids like want to play with him or whatever. His kids want to play with him and stuff. And he's like, oh, I don't think I can make it through, blah, blah, blah. All right, never mind.
But he quit yesterday and already is.
Yeah, he's already
feeling
better.
That's not how human biology works.
Yeah.
I know commercials where they talk about like the benefits of quitting, but I haven't seen that one.
That one, yeah, it's. It faked me out the first 17 times I saw it.
No, that's, well, let me tell you something.
Fool me
once. Shame on you. Yeah. Fool me twice. You might be an idiot. Yeah. Fool me 17 times. You might be Dave. But I can't stand the way they jam this non-smoking down everybody's throat still. It's like... First of all, who still smokes? Like,
guys, it's not cool. We know.
Yeah. We got you. Nobody smokes anymore. There's like 14 people that still smoke. Do you still have to show like this woman taking off her wig, taking off her fucking lips, taking like all like I don't need.
Like fucking Mr.
I don't
Potato
need
Head.
To see that. Oh, it really is. It's like my nightmare of Mr. Potato Head. It's terrible. Ed is so uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable.
Talking about this.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I can't think of anything funny to add, and I feel terrible.
We can't leave you out.
You're nailing every point that I would make before I can make it because I'm too busy sitting here laughing like an idiot.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Let's because this is gonna. I don't want to gag two fucking episodes in a row. Let's move on.
What?
Well, if you'll remember.
Oh, yes, he gagged.
This guy.
I never sent you that link, did I? I wanted to keep it to myself. Anyway.
Dave spent all weekend looking at it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Cake fart. Let's move past.
Yeah, let's just keep going, huh?
I wonder if the lady that takes out her jaw is on Cake Farter. Mm. That'd be good. That'd be a real win for Jeff.
It would.
Maybe she used to do regular porn, then after she lost her jaw and people were like, I can't watch this. She was like, all right, well, I'll do some cake fart stuff.
Whatever you got to do to get by, man.
Somebody ends up there some way, somehow. I just don't know what the fuck it is. But, you know, listen.
That's a weird sequence of events.
We were talking about Ed getting stabbed in the neck with a toothbrush
yeah.
before. Great transition to a story that I found.
Professional broadcasting.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's perfect. I have to start it with a question, and it's mainly for Ed. Think of one thing that you love the absolute most.
Pizza. Okay, go on.
Okay. It's going to be difficult to relate that to this, but
well,
a Pittsburgh man was stabbed in the head with a screwdriver.
Hold on. Wait a second. let's bring it back to the series of events that has just
transpired.
Yeah. So you said, speaking of Ed getting stabbed with a toothbrush,
yep.
Which actually, if you just went from that into the story, is a pretty goddamn good transition.
That is a professional
but
transition.
But then you asked Ed about his favorite thing,
yes,
which he said pizza, which has nothing to do with what you're about to talk about.
I didn't script what out did what
you,
he was going
to say. What did you expect him to say?
Well, I'm...
What did you think was Ed's favorite thing?
What were you hoping for in this scenario?
Because I don't...
Quite honestly, I was going in with no aspirations.
Because like I'm thinking about Ed. There's about 1,300 things that I would associate with Ed before a screwdriver.
Well, I know. There's a reason, guys, okay?
All right. Let's hear the guy out.
Let's go.
Story behind this screwdriver stabbing.
So where was this?
This was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
He was, and I'm talking about sports here, the love of sports, which I know Ed doesn't love. This man.
Nice. It's all coming together now.
This man was at the Penguins playoff game.
I hate the Penguins, by the way.
Well, he loves them so much that after getting stabbed in the head with a screwdriver, he stayed the remainder of the game and refused to let medical personnel take him to the hospital so that way he could finish the game. And I was wondering, at what point after getting stabbed in the head would you leave the pizza to go get medical attention?
Literally immediately.
Like, is there anything
tying right back to being dudes being bitches when they're sick?
Yeah,
yeah, that would be me being like, "Ow, no! Somebody take me to a hospital right now. I need some morphine."
You can't put those two together. You get stabbed in the head with a screwdriver. You're not being a bitch by saying somebody take me to the hospital. Okay. Yeah.
Obviously you are. If this guy's saying for sports ball.
This guy's a fucking asshole. If it wasn't demonstrated by the fact that he's a Pittsburgh Penguins fan.
Stabbed in the head. And the hospital said he was bleeding from the scalp, obviously. I mean, he was stabbed in the
He was bleeding from that usually would mean that that's not that deep of a laceration. Were we talking like he was stabbed like into the skull?
I don't know. There's no freaking pictures here, thankfully.
I feel like
we can find cake farts, but we can't find this. Great.
I feel like that getting stabbed in the head, even if it's a flesh wound with a screwdriver, that's still pretty fucking dumb to not go get it taken care of.
Yeah, no. I'm still on the immediately I'd be crying and going to a hospital.
I would think, though, there had to be some sort of
penetration
because otherwise it would be sliced.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
A stab
does require penetration,
and,
I believe.
And bleeding from the scalp, I think all they're indicating is that the wound was somewhere up here and not, say, down here.
And not
here.
In the face all or right. the eye. The Penguins won, and neither of these people, and the guy that did the stabbing did not get arrested.
Why?
And no charges are being filed.
Was it an accident?
What the fuck
are you doing with a screwdriver at a Penguins game?
I have no idea. A verbal altercation broke out in the parking lot, and the next thing happened, and he was stabbed in the head with a screwdriver.
Yo, guys, I just want to make sure that we're absolutely clear here. If I'm ever stabbed in the head with a screwdriver, I don't care what we're doing, take me to a hospital.
So you don't love anything as much as this man?
No, because you know what I love? Not having a staph infection in my brain. That's what I love.
Sure. How about you, Jeff? Giants. You're at a Giants game, Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Giants, Super Bowl.
And I get
It's the first quarter. You're in the stadium. You get stabbed in the head by a stupid Jets fan because it's Giants Jets. That's how you know it's fake.
sports reference. I get it. Sure.
I got that one. Yeah, you absolutely know. It's a fantasy world.
Some crazy Jet fan stabs you in the head because you say something stupid.
I got to say, I would love to tell you that I would stay at the game.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
That's a lie, man.
That's a lie.
Take me to, at least take me to first aid.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Like at least let me get like, checked out there.
Yeah, stitched what, up there. Even if it's not there.
Yeah. If I get there, if I get over to first aid, if it's just like a cut, you know, even if it's a puncture or whatever, if it's not going through the bone and shit,
yeah.
I don't care.
I agree.
Get a couple of butterflies in there, you're fine.
Yeah. I can get stitched up after the game. Fucking pack some gauze in there, put some duct tape on it or whatever. But I would have to know that I'm not gonna die first. Like even for the Giants Super Bowl, I'm not risking it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, no, there is nothing. Nothing. Someone even scrapes me with a screwdriver, I'm going to the hospital.
Somebody looks at him while they're holding a screwdriver.
Yeah.
I'm yeah.
Shits his pants.
Somebody tightens a screw in his house. He has to go to the hospital.
I don't even care if I'm in my house. Yeah. But if that happens, I'm out. No.
I used a drill 2 weeks ago. Dave has been hospitalized ever since.
Yeah, no, I don't do well with that stuff.
Fuck the Pittsburgh Penguins, though.
Yeah.
No, anyway, thank you. Appreciate the offer. Going to pass.
That's the sports update for Nearly Coherent this year.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Glad we got it out of the way early.
Yes. Yep. Yes. No more sports for the next 8 months.
Yep.
Thank God.
Yeah. I know that was tough for you, Ed. I tried to bring pizza into it, so that way you'd stay interested.
You definitely didn't try to bring pizza. You got thrown when pizza was brought in. You're like, oh, well, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. Nope.
Great.
You did a nice job of recovering, though, because I have to be honest with you. I thought that was going nowhere. But good work.
Thank you.
Excellent investigative journalism.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, though, I kind of feel bad because I feel like we're leaving Ed out because I stole all his jokes about smoking. Then we talked about sports, and let's face it, we might as well have recorded this in traditional Mandarin if we're going to talk about sports around Ed. So can we bring the brains behind the operation back around?
Yeah.
And
what do you want to talk about, Ed?
What is on your mind, buddy?
What is on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind, guys.
Uh-oh.
It's a very important bit of business that I discovered today. When you think about dinosaur lovers.
Okay. All right. Right.
By which I don't mean...
This is nearly coherent. You mean
fans of dinosaurs or that fuck dinosaurs?
No, I'm talking about dinosaurs.
Who
getting
love
it on
dinosaurs?
With other dinosaurs.
Sweet. I didn't even throw that option out there.
You did.
Gotcha.
Apparently.
I've never heard the mating rituals of dinosaurs be referred to as dinosaur lovers.
There's transportation porn.
Yep.
Then there's cake farting.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's dinosaur porn.
We have a theme for the year, I think, and it's weird sex stuff.
So dinosaur lovers, as you so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
When I think of dinosaur lovers.
What dinosaur would you think would be the most tender of lovers?
The most tender?
The most tender of lovers.
I'm thinking probably Brontosaurus, maybe? Like, I'm thinking like a... He's you know, big, but...
He's cuddly.
Yeah, they say... Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, like Stegosaurus with them fucking spikes.
Yeah, that'd be hurt.
Or the horns on the Triceratops. Mm-mm. No thanks.
I'm out.
The bony-ass pterodactyls.
Yeah, that's tough.
The Tyrannosaurus is not so tender at anything.
That's where you're wrong, Jeff.
Yeah.
Really?
The Tyrannosaurus Rex, according to this article that...
according to this guy.
This guy
right here.
On Wikipedia.
It's not Wikipedia, Dave.
Yeah, it's
the Blaze. Sorry.
We'll get there in a minute. Apparently, Tyrannosaurus Rexes had really sensitive snouts, so they were real tender when they were doing the hey nows.
The hokey.
Really?
The old hokey pokey. The old making chicken chimichangas.
I did not think that the king of all reptiles would be the most tender of lovers.
Yep.
From the article, the snout is thought to have served another purpose. Experts believe that males and females rubbed their sensitive faces together in a prehistoric form of foreplay.
Wow.
It's like the prehistoric Eskimo kiss.
Jurassic World is going to get
exactly
real weird.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm looking forward to the sequel.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they had to do that because hand jobs were certainly out of the question.
It's like Donald Trump giving a hand job.
Yeah. To be fair, though, a Tyrannosaurus giving me a hand job would make my wiener look huge.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, but where would you even, like, how would it even get to you?
You certainly wouldn't want a blowjob from him looking at the teeth.
No, definitely not. That would be bad.
No.
That would be bad.
Or the fact that you referred to the male dinosaur. I would not. It would also be that.
Yeah.
I did?
Dave just did.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't want to, he said you wouldn't want a blowjob from him.
Okay.
You could have just stopped there.
Yeah,
we don't even need to talk about Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah.
But especially from the Tyrannosaurus.
But definitely not.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, I don't
super
want,
duper no.
I think I just always assumed, obviously this is like clearly
sexism
wrong,
on your part?
But I always assumed that, yeah, Tyrannosaurus
I get
was
you.
Male.
I get you. You refer, yeah, I know.
You know?
I refer to all dogs as he.
Yeah,
I can't help it. I don't even think about it. Unless a dog, like, if I know a dog has like a girl's name,
yeah,
then I refer to it as she, and I can't bring it back, no matter how many times I'm corrected.
Okay. So, right. Good to know.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
It does.
So, you love weird conspiracy shit.
I love it.
So, you know who Alex Jones is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean Bill Hicks?
No. Bill Hicks is way better.
Do you know the Alex Jones, Bill Hicks conspiracy?
No.
That Bill Hicks didn't actually die and he is, in fact, Alex Jones?
That would be great.
That's a conspiracy within a conspiracy.
That is some next level stuff.
Yes, absolutely. But yes, I do know who Alex Jones is.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't, Alex Jones is the guy who runs InfoWars, a website that is of dubious news value, even though some people love it. Trump and...
Bless you.
Thank you. So he's going through a pretty nasty divorce right now, and his wife is trying to get custody of their kids and is using the InfoWars show as evidence against him getting the kids because obviously he's a ranting psychotic.
Oh, he's a lunatic.
Here's the thing about that. He's now claiming everything he does is satire and performance art.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I'll leave, but it's going to be real weird.
Is he really
weird.
Saying that?
Yeah, 100%.
By the way, if you left, we'd just talk about sports for the next 25 minutes. Did he really say that?
Yeah. That was like the big thing today.
I mean, he is so batshit crazy about things that if it was, I would believe him. I just don't think it's true.
I know. I think he believes everything he says.
I think he believes every word that he says. That being said, as a parent, I would do the exact same thing.
Right, but I don't think anybody's going to use this podcast against you. I mean, Dave, definitely they'll use it against him.
Yeah, but he'll be in Gitmo by that time. Yeah. You terrorist. So, yeah, I could see... sorry, I could see doing that, but... I think he's completely full of shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Dave, you got to look him up sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to see the stuff that he says.
There's a great video of him just apologizing after every time he goes on a crazy rant. It's amazing. Yes. It's the most amazing.
It's like 12 minutes long, too, of him apologizing. That's how often he apologizes.
Really?
He's like
greatest hits on YouTube or something?
I'll find it and send it to you.
It's
legitimately. I watched it for 2 hours straight.
Really?
Just laughing my ass off. Yeah, he's a crazy person.
And people take this seriously.
Yeah, well, people are dumb.
Yeah,
real stupid.
All right.
He's the type of guy that would be like, he'll curse 5 or 6 times in a row and say, you know, pardon my French. Like, you can't. You can't do that after dropping certain words right in a row.
Yeah.
Just like saying no offense doesn't give you the right to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy that would be, no offense, your mother's a whore. You know? Like, and you should look up the connection Alex Jones and
I'm
Bill
going
Hicks.
To. I'm making a note of it right now.
Speaking of things that we've brought up in the past that I asked people to do or to try, have you had the chance to eat the chicken McGriddle?
No, I plan on doing that tonight because I am starving.
Dude.
I haven't gotten to do it either. I've let you down. Sorry.
It really is. It is not chicken and waffles. I don't pretend that it is, but it is delicious.
Okay.
I suggest you try it.
I will. I will. I will attempt to do that tonight.
All right.
Jump on the group message and let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. I will.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll jump on the next podcast if you guys invite me back.
Yeah, we kind of have to.
Yeah, I guess.
If the word doesn't get out after this one, you can come back.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
At least for enough episodes, to teach the intern how to use the board.
Yeah.
Although that helps. Tough. She never fucking shows up.
You very rarely show up.
Maybe she's not here because her sister put her in the hospital for talking about her farting all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
That could be another one.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to rat her out like that, but yes. That's exactly what happened.
That's what went down.
100%. Yep.
Yep. Even if it's not, that's the story we're going with.
Stabbed her in the head with a screwdriver.
Yep. So, speaking of that, I've got a real professional transition to go to here.
Yeah?
Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
So
two professional transitions in one night?
Professional transition. So, we go from intern getting stabbed in the head with a screwdriver, which calls back to the story of the sports guy getting hit in the head with a screwdriver, which calls back to me liking pizza, and my second favorite food is hamburgers. So, let's talk about Burger King.
Holy shit, he did it.
Wow.
He did it. Good work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good work.
That was remarkable.
Let's talk about Burger King.
Let's do it.
So did you hear about their new ad?
No.
I didn't.
That got them in a bit of hot water, if you will.
Use a cliche. Now, let's just see. How hot is this water? Like not United Airlines hot?
No.
I love that, by the way. We'll talk about that next week. What happened with Burger King?
All right. So Burger King started an ad. It's a 15-second ad. You have some goofy-ass dude holding a Whopper. He goes, I only have 15 seconds. I can't tell you all about this Whopper, but I have an idea. And he just looks directly at the camera and goes, okay, Google, what's a Whopper? And that's turned on people's phones and Google Home things all over the place. And it kept on playing. So it would just keep on triggering all those devices.
Oh, man, that is fucking awesome.
It's great.
What was real awesome was people started changing the Wikipedia page for the Whopper. So they would say things like, the Whopper is a hamburger that gives you terrible cancer.
Oh
no.
God, I love. There's hope for humanity, man.
The Whopper really is made of toenails. Stuff like that. I thought it was just beautiful.
Damn. We once, I don't remember who did it, but one of my friends edited the page about Nassau County for like famous people from Nassau to add another one of my friends as being like the largest baby born in Nassau County history. Which I think it was funny.
That is good.
Yeah.
I would do that.
And I think the part that made it funny was at the time this guy was trying to like build his law practice. So he wanted to like make sure there's nothing bad about him. Yet when you searched for his name, it came up as a Wikipedia article stating he was the real Sasquatch or like the second largest baby.
That's
something
amazing.
Like that.
That's great. I don't know why I had a squeaky laugh just a second ago, but
it was cute.
It was worth it. It was worth it.
I think the listeners enjoyed it.
I doubt it. Hmm. I probably blew out somebody's speakers.
I still can't believe that Burger King did that. That's genius.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Google shut it off after a couple hours. Like they did a push on the software to make it not do that anymore, which is real disappointing to me.
Did they pull the...
Oh, no, the ad's still going.
Oh, my God.
I saw it a couple of days ago. It was great.
I haven't seen it. I don't watch that much TV, but I have not seen it. That's
really behind
troll.
On all the commercials.
That's troll level 1,000,000.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they save that for a Super Bowl commercial?
I don't know.
That's genius.
It really is. It really is.
I wonder if more people are going to start doing that.
I don't think so.
No?
It's too with the changes to the Wikipedia page, there's too many variables that you can't account for.
Yeah, that's true.
Although they did have, if you had a Google Home and you asked about whatever was happening on your day, they did have an ad in there for Beauty and the Beast when that came out, which was supposed to be really awkward, really weird.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, like, you have an appointment with your podiatrist at 3. Also, speaking of people with foot problems, you should go see Disney's Beauty and the Beast. He's got goat hooves.
Is it goat hooves?
What else?
They don't really.
I don't know.
They don't really say what it is.
Oh, his feet?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, just goat hooves are my favorite foot to use in a joke. He's got big toes.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that would be better.
What kind of beast is he? I believe they break it down somewhere.
Well, he's like part water buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know he's part bison.
Yeah, part bison, part whopper. Mm-hmm. And
which is, of course, made mostly of toenails and gives you cancer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia said it.
And 30% the jawless lady.
Oh, God, that's enough. Good night.